Monday, March 22nd, 2021, 5:18 a.m. I'm out here in my studio / garage working on the Empowered Woman paddle. I worked on the tile floor yesterday, and yeah, I kind of straightened up some of the lines and where the tiles meet at the corners. I fixed that a little bit. Try to get some feel for the color that I want to put in there. I'm going to go ahead and go with this and see where it leads me. I'm not really that happy with it at this point, but we'll see. And that color on the tiles might change pretty soon. I got the dark tiles kind of a purpley color, and the white tiles kind of a bluish green color. So we'll see. This painting medium that I'm using, Galkid, oh yeah. When it gets down to the bottom, it really starts to thicken up and does not stay very, it gets real tacky real fast. So I have to add some stuff to it. It says Galkid thins oil colors, and well, this one's not doing it. Increases transparency and gloss and speeds drying. Thin layers will be touch dry in approximately 1 day, 24 hours. Galkid levels brush strokes, creating an enamel-like surface. Apply thinly. Do not pour. Apply. Do not to be used as a varnish or a final coat. Okay, I can do that. I'm going to try this other stuff, Galkid Light, and see what that does. That probably is not as glossy. So I'm going to start to use, it's I like the stuff. It's predictable, which is nice, and it doesn't stink. And so I use that with the other Gamblin. I use it with the Gamblin solvent that they have, which is Gamisol, I believe. So, and no stink. That's a lot better. And like I said, it's predictable about what it does. So I'm looking forward to using the Galkid Light. Okay, so watch the news this morning. Back on the conservative news, and I guess there's a crisis at our southern border. The number of illegal immigrants crossing is spiking so much that that when they catch them or they turn themselves in, which they normally do, they don't even bother setting a court date for them. They just fingerprint them and tell them, hey, by this date, call in or call this number when you get settled in, and we'll get you set up a court date. So come on in, everybody. I don't think that's a good thing for our country, but who the fuck am I, huh? Like I said, when I wasn't crazy about it when Reagan signed the amnesty for all those illegal aliens back then, just to have them not close the border or secure it. It seemed stupid to me, and it's still stupid now just to let these people in. Trump had it pretty much sealed up, from what I understand. There were still crossings, of course, but nowhere near the numbers that we're getting now. And they like to say, oh, yeah, there's been surges during the Trump administration, too. Yeah, but not like this. This is ridiculous. It's just plain ridiculous how many people are crossing now, because they know this is our chance to get into the United States and the land of opportunity and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, but with Democrats running it now, I don't think there's going to be much opportunity in the future. So we'll see. Luckily, I'm pretty close to the end of my life. If I live to be 100, that'll be another 40 years I got to deal with this stuff. But, you know, hopefully I'm not, you know, spending a lot of that time in some old people's home. Maybe some other virus will come through and kill me off. If I am. If I'm lucky. So today, I guess this coming week here, it's going to be pretty dry. I think winter is probably pretty much done. This is pretty much it. First day of spring was Saturday. Oh yeah, today is the unofficial, but what the way we celebrate it, dog's birthday, because this is what is it? It's about 11 years ago. We brought the dog home today, so we this is his birthday, so we celebrate the birthday. He'll get a steak for dinner, since I know he used to just get the steak fat, but now he gets the whole steak. Because I don't eat steak anymore. And so he'll be happy about that. He had got his bath on Saturday, so he's ready for the celebration. He doesn't know it yet, of course. Right now he thinks he's just being the dog. But he'll get a celebration this today. I think today and tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day I think I take care of my sister's cat. Yeah, poor guy. He doesn't trust me that much. When the first day I came in, he had already eaten everything. It looked like he'd been without food for probably half a day, probably, I'd guess. And he was like, "Hey, I need to eat." And he heard the food rustling and stuff, so he came over, and I made a little video of him because that's the closest he's come to me. But the rest of the time, he's kept his distance. So he doesn't really want to get too close to me. He doesn't know me. Who the heck are you? So he's alone. I've been sending my sister, and that's the nice thing about our information age is that I can send her proof of life photos of her cat from day to day, so that way she doesn't have to go a day without at least seeing him, digitally at least, virtually. I haven't checked Facebook, so I don't know what she's doing in Las Vegas. Probably a lot of fun stuff. Looks like her friend lives in a pretty nice area that's on the edge of the country there, so a nice view from her porch. Oh, my friend Ray came over yesterday, just dropped in partially unannounced. He called about 2 minutes before he showed up. He was in the neighborhood, so he decided to stop by. He lives up near, just south of Yuba City, or Marysville, and well, both things, same, pretty much the same thing. But actually, he's just south of Marysville. He's on that side of the river, I guess, and or that side, I guess you'd have to say. Anyway, he stopped by, tell me about his life lately. His birthday is coming up at the end of the month here. He's about a month older than I am. So he's going to have his birthday pretty soon. We're going to be 68, I think. I think we're going to be 68. Yeah, I think we are. Let's see. Hold on. Let me calculate that in my mind. Yeah, 68. We'll be 68 this year. So 2 years from the big 7-0, he's moving a little slower than I am. Of course, his back is killing him. So I don't know what he's got to get surgery on his back. And of course, they're not scheduling stuff like that, and they want to push that kind of stuff out. But he's been in pain for over a year. We didn't go fishing at all last year, and I guess we wouldn't have gone even if we didn't have the virus. So. He's hurting pretty bad, moving a little slow. But yeah, he and his wife have four children of their own, and they adopted. Oh gee, let's see. I'm trying to count here. I don't know how many adopted. I lost track. I think they adopted about seven babies. His wife was a nurse in a neonatal intensive care unit, and she saw that that there were a bunch of these babies born to drug addicts, and so they were being they actually had to recover from their drug addiction, cocaine and whatever else it was. So they started, and she saw that there was a need for people to adopt them because they were taken away from their parents. And so she started adopting these kids. And most of them were okay. Of all the kids, two were not drug addicted kids. One was an AIDS baby, and she's still alive. She survived. She's pretty old now. She's well into her 20s, almost 30s. And that's when they said that, hey, when you adopt this baby, this AIDS baby, it's probably gonna die soon. That's what the doctors were saying. And one doctor even said, I'm not gonna do much because she's gonna die soon, you know. And so I guess they fought that, and the doc, because they had medical insurance, the medical insurance people were forced to to treat the baby, and now she's still alive. So you can't give up on people. And she's I guess it pretty much cleared up, but she still looks a little you could tell, oh yeah, she's on the thin side. Just not 100%, lot. Well, she's a blonde girl anyway, but not much color in her. But she's a nice girl, woman. And another one that they adopted, they don't know what was wrong with him, but that he ended up dying when he was about 5 years old. And they never could diagnose what exactly was wrong. It was some kind. They had some kind of diagnosis of some kind of very rare disease or problem, or syndrome or something. I don't know. And but yeah, he ended up dying. But the rest of them, yeah, they've been a challenge for Ray and Velda, and they still are. But they love him, so the but another thing, nice thing, is that the that their own children, Ray and Velda's own children, four of them, have pretty much stepped up and are pretty helpful as far as their stepbrothers and sisters are concerned. So it's nice to see a family like that pull together. Let's see. So he's doing relatively okay, I guess. He's not complaining too much, but we would like to go fishing. So we'll probably do that this year. Ray's already got both of his vaccine shots, and which I think the last one he got was a week ago Monday, or last Monday. I think he said last Monday. So mine is coming up on Thursday. So I've got a lot of stuff going on this week for me. So let me get the painting here, because I'm just wasting time talking. 7:30. Okay, so it's springtime, and I got to get the garden going. I've got to show a little discipline here and stop painting, and deal with yard work. It's not going to rain for a while here, it looks like, so I'm going to have to start watering too. I've got a bunch of poppies out front that I want to keep propagating. And actually, the yard looks really good right now in front. This is the best time of the year for my native landscaping yard. Everything's in bloom except for the roses and some of the shrubbery. But all the little flowers, all the spring flowers have come out, and they're all blooming. And I've been trimming down the weeds, so it kind of looks like a lawn. So it's kind of nice. I hope everybody enjoys it that drives by and looks at it. Anyway, so let me stop here and get going. Have a good one.